A song that soothed a child, a cassette played over and over on a family road trip, a tune mom always sang when she vacuumed, all ingredients of musical memories from childhood. And they're images from a series we're launching today. We're calling it Mom and Dad's Record Collection.
So the house was always absolutely booming with music and a Hoover, and my mother singing at the top of her voice over the Hoover.
And we had four tapes in the car for what turned out to be a six-week trip.
I don't know, I thought my dad was really cool for his music taste because he was actually a lawyer.
And I can remember sitting on the floor in a diaper listening to this song.
We're asking musicians, writers, even politicians to tell us about one song they were introduced to by a parent and how it shaped them. Today, Broadway star Audra McDonald, she's currently nominated for a Tony Award for the Gershwin's Porgy and Bess. New York Times critic Ben Brantley wrote that when McDonald sings, it's a God-touched voice that turns suffering and ugliness into beauty. Today, Audra McDonald takes us back to where that voice first emerged with this memory from a familiar musical.
I received a music box from my uncle when I was about maybe one, and it had three birds on it and a tree in the middle of it, and two birds are getting married and one bird is performing the ceremony, and they played the music Edelweiss. And so I had it in my nursery for as long as I can remember. And then when I wanted to audition for a dinner theater junior troupe in my hometown and I needed to have a piece of sort of musical theater music to sing, I wasn't sure what I wanted to use. And my mom and dad suggested that I sing Edelweiss because I knew it from the music box. And so my dad played the piano for me at the audition and I sang Edelweiss. And I got in and that started me in my, basically my theater journey.
Edelweiss, of course, is from The Sound of Music.
Yes. It was just a beautiful song, and I remember being so struck by Christopher Plummer playing it on the guitar in the movie, and being moved by that even, you know, at a young age.
Blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow, bloom and grow forever.
And that music box, I still have it, and I gave it to my daughter when she was born. I put it in her nursery.
So you've passed on this
yes,
this piece of music.
Absolutely.
From mother to daughter.
Yeah.
You have the music box with you right now.
I have it in my hand.
Well, let's hear the sound that that made such a deep impression on you as a child.
Okay, hold on 1 second. And the music box spins, and the little birds all spin around on a little green turntable as the music is going.
This is a song that you encountered first on the music box without lyrics, just the tune being played. Did the words become especially meaningful to you or important?
It was interesting when I first learned the lyrics, just listening to it in the movie. I was confused by the lyrics. I thought he was saying, see, Edelweiss, Edelweiss, every morning you greet me, small and white, pure and bright. Mm-hmm. You look happy to meet me. I thought he was saying, you look happy to me, to me.
You look happy to meet me.
And then I realized, no, he was just being, you know, very lyrical and using legato there and saying, you look happy to meet me. And once I actually learned the lyrics to audition when I was 9, I understood the lyrics a little bit better.
Now,
Now I think it has meaning too, because it's, you know, in the story, of course, he's singing about his homeland. And when I sing it, I sing about certainly my homeland in a, you know, a metaphorical sense, which is my home and my dad and my childhood.
Your dad, who accompanied you in that
Absolutely.
Audition that you did.
Yes, at that audition, who played the piano for me at that audition.
Well, Audra McDonald, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Audra McDonald, actress, singer, currently starring in the Gershwin's Porgy and Bess on Broadway. And she tells us that Edelweiss is still a part of her repertoire when she gives solo concerts.
We'll be continuing our series, Mom and Dad's Record Collection, all summer long, and we want your memories. Please write us about one song your parents introduced you to and the story attached to it. Some of your stories will end up on the air. And just like we say about your comments on the program, write to us at npr.org, click on Contact Us, and please put Parents' Music in your subject line.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.